George Frank. Welcome to an all-new episode of Social Blend. I am actually filming this on a Thursday, and I'm releasing it on a Thursday. It's going to be released, if you're watching this, how it's released. But I'm going to be releasing this in like 30 minutes, so I'm so excited. I have a lot for us to talk about today, so... what am I going to talk about? I'm going to talk about Easter, my quarantined birthday. I'm going to talk about, my great friends. I'm going to be talking about, the update for the COVID-19. I'm going to talk about my predictions on what's going on with all this stuff happening. And I'm going to be talking about that concert that Gaga will be curating this Saturday, including we are going to be talking about Housewives with, one of my peeps, Yasmin, who has called in on the show before, and we're going to actually talk about Housewives. So I'm so excited for this, and let's get right into it. Okay, so first I'm going to talk about my quarantined birthday. This past Saturday, it was my birthday. I turned 24. So my plan was to let's just go from from the top. I don't do anything for my birthday. I usually just stay home. If I do go somewhere, it's forced because my friends are like, let's go out, let's drink, have fun. And I'm just like, whatever, I don't care about that. Like, I enjoy the birthday wishes. I enjoy, having cake and eating. And like, I'll go out to dinner with my family. But that's about it. I'm really not into the club scene, all that stuff. But this year I was planning to go to New York and have a great time, and I was just gonna like book a hotel, and then whoever wanted to come, they could come with me, and we were just gonna have fun. All canceled. New York is in lockdown. New Jersey's in lockdown. We're all fucked. Everything's going to shit. So it's over, and that's where the birthday, the quarantine's birthday came to play. It was, just a normal day for me. It was just nothing. Like, I just gave myself, a few pumps of caramel in my coffee. My dogs were giving me endless kisses. They were forced. And that's it. So everyone's been doing those car parades. And my mom, and I told my mom, because someone did it in our neighborhood. And I was like, Mom, don't think of doing this for me. If my birthday, when it comes and we're still in quarantine, I don't want it. I don't care. And all of a sudden, my mom's like, all right, let's go drop off. My mom made Zeppelis, because that's another. I was like, all right, well, let's have Zeppelis for my birthday. So we made Zeppelis, and then we were going to drop them off at my aunt's and uncle's houses. We live, pretty close. And we're just going to drop them off on the steps and run. So I'm walking outside to get in the car, and all of a sudden, I hear all this beeping. And all my friends and family came and literally had a birthday parade for me. So thanks to my friends, Danielle and Stephanie, they were on the show. They've, been on this podcast. We've been friends for over 15 years, so it was so nice that they did that. It meant so much to me, even though I was in shock, and all my friends were like, you looked pissed. And I was like, yeah, because I don't know what's happening. Like, I was like, so like starstruck, and, it was funny because I looked up and I'm like, what's going on? And then all of a sudden everyone had signs and they're throwing stuff at me, toilet paper, money. I got White Claw. It was just so fun and great. And I loved it. And at first I was like, what the hell is this? But then after that, I was like chill about it. And I was like so happy and I loved it. So thank you so much. Here's like a few videos. It was just like how it was. That's it. It was just like a bunch of all my friends, family. I mean, I'm so blessed. I'm so happy to have such a nice circle. I feel like at my age, I'm so content with my circle and who I call my friends. I feel like that's stuff that people, deal with all their life. And me, I'm just blessed that I'm able to really know my circle at such a young age. So it was awesome. And I'm so blessed, and thank you to all my friends who came to do this family. family, friends. I mean, everybody. So it was just a great time. I always say, it's like one of my biggest pet peeves, and I do it. Okay, next we're going to talk about the COVID-19 updates. It is serious. Here it goes saying, can we count how many times I say, it's serious, guys. This is like crazy, but there is light at the tunnel, and I will tell you why. Yes, I'm quoting Donald Trump, who said there is light at the tunnel, because actually I looked into it and there kind of is. So, worldwide, there are 2.2 million cases. We have 150,000 people who have passed, but we have 600,000 that have recovered. That's great, guys. To have 150,000 deaths, that's sad, but to see that 600,000 have recovered already, that is so amazing. We are literally, like, when it comes to the graphs, if you truly, you know, set yourself a graph, what I did was I looked at all the countries had it, and then I kind of made myself a little fake graph, and then, like, I really showed, like, wow, so there's so many more recovered than there are dying, but there are so many cases. So when you take those cases and you prove with the recovered people and the people who have passed, it's such a huge number, which is really, really good to see. And I'm so happy, even though we lost so many people. But in the U.S., if you want to know, there's almost 700,000 cases. We're getting around 30,000 cases a day. And the total deaths in the U.S. is reaching almost 35,000. So, it's a scary number. Of course, like, to see people die, it's scary. But to see what is happening, that there's so many more recovered, it definitely helps people to see that. And that there is, you know, we are going to get through this. The only thing is when. So, here's my predictions, and here's what I want to let everyone know. What I'm predicting is that if we all stay home, if we really watch and really take care of ourselves, I feel like we could beat this by June. I truly feel, I'm not saying every state will be open and that every state will be back to normal, but I truly see that we will be out and working again by June. That's just coming from what I'm seeing, that there's so many recoveries and the fact that people are taking this seriously, and I hope they still are taking this seriously, because it's very quick to be like, well, I can go outside if I want to. We really have to take this seriously. So I applaud everyone that is taking this seriously, because in the beginning, I was frightened. I mean, my friends were going out, hanging out with their significant others. They were going out to an event. I'm like, why is this still happening? Everything should be canceled right now. Like, it's crazy. So I'm happy to see that everyone is taking this very seriously now. And like I said, again, my prediction is if we take this seriously, I feel like by June, by the time summer starts, we should be good. And, well, not totally out of the woods yet, but back to working at least, and maybe being able to have like little events where there's, you know, a certain amount of people. So we'll see. But there is something coming out Saturday. It is called One World Together at Home, and it is in partner with Lady Gaga, who will be curating this, and it's with Global Citizen and World Health Organization. So it is going to be on almost every single news station. It is going to be every single, I'm trying to get the list, like ABC, NBC, Fox. It's going to be on every station. So honestly, I don't think you can miss this show, but it is going to be an awesome, awesome show. And I can't wait. And the lineup alone is insane. So I really like, I hope it's good. My whole thing is, like, how are they going to perform? That's my only thing. All right. So here's what we're going to do next. We're going to have a session of talking about Housewives. There are multiple Housewives shows that we will be talking about today. And today I have on the phone Yasmin, who has called in before. Yasmin, are you there?
Yes, hello. Can you hear me? I can hear you.
Hey. Thanks for being able to take this call.
Where else would I be?
What?
Where else would I be?
I know.
Unless it's like the store, there's nowhere to be.
I know, you can't go anywhere. And today you actually went to the store today, and we were talking about how much of a hassle it is. You have to wipe down all of the items. You have to take your shower. You have to clean yourself up. It's crazy.
It's horrible. I know, right? Waiting online to get in is not that bad. Well, I didn't think it was that bad, but it was kind of windy today.
Yeah.
And getting the food is, like, easy. But, yeah, when you're home, it's horrible. I have, like, two bowls. I put, like, the fruit in there. I wipe down every, like, plastic, every, like, cardboard thing, every whatever. And by the time you're done, you're just, like, exhausted and you're hungry and you're, like,
it's crazy. Horrible. It's crazy.
It's a new thing.
Yeah, oh my gosh, I can't. The only good thing is like the bigger stores like Walmart, Target. I haven't seen a line.
Yeah,
which is good.
I know. I've been nervous about like Walmart. I don't know.
Yeah, when I went, I usually go only when I do work, and then I'm like, since I'm out anyway, let me just go. But they haven't been too bad over there, so. But yeah, so we are here to talk about Housewives. So we have Housewives of New York. It's on Thursdays. Actually, there's a new episode on tonight. And
yes, I almost forgot.
Yes, and then there's Beverly Hills, which was on last night, Wednesdays. So yes. I do want to talk about the new women that are on the show. So with New York, we have Leah.
Yes, the one thing I remember from, well, especially last week or whatever, she had on, like, a bucket hat, or was that the week before?
I don't know.
She had a bucket hat, but it was, like, a lace hat. I don't know if that's a thing.
I know, it's like, it was, hat, like, it was see-through.
Yes, but it looked like a lace type or something. I don't know what it was. It was entertaining.
I know. Everyone was cracking up. And then they're truly acting their age because they were like judging her tattoos and all that stuff. And I'm like, you can't do that because our generation all has tattoos. Like,
yes, they were so like shocked. Like, it's like, I don't know. It's like she murdered someone.
Yeah.
She has the catches. Yeah. Sonia was like having a whole issue. It's like so funny. It's like that's your only problem, that she has a tattoo.
I know, Sonia, she couldn't believe it.
Okay, but
I know.
It's so funny, her reactions. Holy moly.
I know. My favorite with Sonia this season already has been first her hugging Luann and like eating behind her back.
Yes! Oh my god. Funny. I can imagine us doing that, you know?
I'm I was cracking up like
look at you.
Yeah. and then last episode, when they were walking up the stairs to go to lunch, and then she's like, okay, these guys are gonna want to hit on us, so let's ignore them. And there was no one around them.
Trying to see the future, like, I don't know.
Yeah, she was like, okay, there's gonna be guys hitting on us, so let's ignore them. Like, relax. It was too
Calm
much.
Down.
I know. So, Leah, do you think she's a good addition? I think she's awesome. I'm so happy she's on this show we're looking at two episodes currently, but
I mean,
with these two episodes alone, I think she's already a great addition to the cast.
Yeah, I think she's good. I know. I think she can take it from these chicks. So let's see. You know, it's only two episodes and tonight is three. So let's see.
So we'll see. But so far, so good. I mean, I love her. Every time she talks, I'm like, all right, this is what we need. Plus, she's like, she's young. She's in her 40s.
Yeah, she's pretty young. Yeah.
And that's what we need because they're almost all in their 60s. So
we're not aging.
We're not age shaming, but I'm just saying, like, I need that, like, younger vibe. Like, I needed that. So
yes.
It was great, but okay.
We got it.
Yeah. So now, next, let's go to Beverly Hills. So Beverly Hills, we have my God, what's her name?
I know. You know what's funny? I had to like think of it too. Like Sutton. Like I don't know.
Oh yeah, no, Sutton.
That's why I forgot her name. I'm like,
oh my, I can't stand Sutton. Thank God she's not a main housewife. Thank God she's just a friend, because she is. No.
That's what I was thinking too. I'm like, she's just a friend type. Like, she's not. There's not a full cast.
Yeah, and everybody. Yeah. She's just a friend. But everyone is like, oh my God, like on Twitter, they're like, oh my God, we need her as a, I'm like, no, we don't need her as a main nothing. Like, no,
I know, I literally forgot her name.
She's
so
horrible. And then we have Garcelle. Garcelle is the main one who recently came on.
Yes, I know. She seems like so funny. I know. She used to host that show, whatever, one of those, like, I can't remember the name, like, not Extra, Access Hollywood, something.
Yeah, she, but, no, she's awesome.
Yeah, so much, she seems funny, and her, also her hair is like, woo.
Yeah, big, I love it.
Hair, afro.
I love it, yeah. No, she's awesome.
And then, yeah, she's good. And then I noticed they showed, like, Adrian Maloof, or she was there for, like, a second, or a little bit. I'm like, what is she doing? And maybe she's the friend, back to the friend role.
Yeah, no, yeah, so they all, so.
Dr. Nassif.
Yeah, so we're going to have Adrian, we're going to have Kim, we're going to have Eileen. Is that her name?
Oh, really?
Yeah, and we're going to have,
yeah,
Brandy, and who else am I missing? I think that's it, and Camille.
So they're all like the friend roles. So
yeah,
weird.
They're all gonna play friend roles. Yeah, because there was no drama. There was nothing. They filmed filmed what was supposed to be the season, like months. You know, like during the summer, and it was supposed to come out in the winter.
Yeah.
But there was no drama, so they brought back all the women, including Brandy, and then that's when Brandy said blah 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 that they did whatever.
She said something.
Yeah.
Yeah,
now
know,
Denise.
Like,
yeah, now Denise is kind of the main one this year because of all of her drama.
It's crazy.
And poor Denise. And I tweeted her and she tweeted me back and I'm like, oh my gosh. I was like so happy.
Why didn't you see that? I'll have to double check. What did she say?
Yeah, because her and Garcelle are best friends. She brought Garcelle on the show. So I was just like,
yes,
you guys make such a great duo. Like, I love it. And then she's like, I love her too or something. She's like, thank you. I love her too. So I was like, all right, good.
Nice.
But yeah, they're going to go hard at her this season. So I'm backing.
I know, but it's looking crazy. They ended like, she has a secret.
I know.
I'm like, what? Okay.
And then Lisa Rinna is like, I had to tell the world that my daughter has an eating disorder. I'm like, no, you didn't. You didn't have to tell anybody. She didn't have to say anything. She literally threw her daughter under the bus and said, my daughter has an eating disorder. Feel sorry for me. That's what she did. So,
I know, the daughter, like, she could have made it so the daughter didn't have to film, too. Like, they were filming her, and then, like, they talked about it. Like, your daughter didn't have to film, and whatever.
Yeah, like, you didn't have to do any of that. You literally just threw it on yourself. Oh, my gosh.
I can't.
Like, so, I'm excited, though, but I'm gonna, it seems like I'll be backing Denise up this whole season.
You already are. We already started.
I know, I'm already bashing.
Husband or boyfriend or whatever he is, like they showed the clip and she's like, just go, just don't say anything.
Yeah, don't say
and
anything.
Like, huh?
I know. Poor guy. Oh my gosh. But yeah, I'm happy with these two new additions for both of the franchises. And I'm excited.
Yeah,
to watch
so
more.
Far they're good. So.
Yeah, I love them. Yeah.
Keep following it.
Yep. All right. Thank you so much, Yasmin, for coming on
so we could
talk about Stay safe.
We can't see each other. This is how we talk.
I know. And we'll be texting tonight with New York. So
yes, definitely.
Yeah. All right.
Thanks.
Have a good night.
Right,
thank you.
Thank you. You too.
All right,
bye-bye.
Okay. So, yeah, I can't wait. But I do have one more thing to show everybody. And I need to get it real quick. There is talk of the Real Housewives of Miami coming back to Bravo. Well, no, they're on Bravo, but coming back for another season. They had 3 seasons, and it looks like there's going to be a season 4, and I'm so excited. So, here is right now, Adriana. So Adriana was one of the housewives and of Miami, and here's her talking. There is going to be an Instagram live on the Daily Dish podcast. What is it called? Instagram page.
Hi guys. I'll be live on Instagram this Friday with the Bravo Daily Dish on Bravo TV to talk all things Miami Housewives. So be sure to tune in and join us tomorrow at 3:10 p.m. Eastern Time.
Love it! Love it! I really hope. So this is what I said to them, to Adriana. I said, oh my God, I truly hope you guys come back. We all need you back. And she liked it. So I'm hoping this is something where they kind of announced that Miami is coming back, because it truly was a show that ended because of the ratings. So the ratings were almost at 1 million. But it wasn't hitting that 1 million mark. But now all the shows aren't hitting that 1 million mark. So I feel like now is such a great time to bring it back, because they would have the same ratings as they always did. And it would be now normal instead of not as good. Because at that time, Bravo, you know, we had New York, we had New Jersey. They were all hitting 4 million, you know, each episode. So now viewership hasn't, you know, it's less now because people are working and they do DVR, and now they do it through streaming. So we'll see. But that's going to be tomorrow at 3:10 p.m. Eastern Time. So if you want to look into that, again, it's The Daily Dish, which is a Bravo owned podcast. All right, that is all I have for you guys today. Again, please stay safe. And tomorrow, or no, Saturday, April 18th, we have Gaga's curating Together at Home, the Global Citizen show. You know, millions of artists and, I don't even know, actors. They're all going to come together and just have fun with us. So I'm very excited for that. Other than that, stay safe, and I will see you all next week.